Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Third time is a charm. Hey y'all.
We in business.
We here.
What's poppin'?
Was really good.
Shit.
You can't call it.
Never that.
Man.
What's up, man?
Man, recording is a bitch. I'll tell you what.
Man, God, listen, people just don't understand what we gotta go through.
And I just hope they appreciate it because we over here working overtime. They need to put us on a tech team.
Right. Right. Podcasting is not as lucrative as you think it is unless your last name is Rogan and your first name is Joe.
Yeah, because homeboy making money. We need to just pull up on them.
For real, for real.
Hey, fam.
What's good? What's up?
All right, man. So look, we back like we told y'all we would be. No lacking. If this was the gym, we going in 10 for 10.
What?
No? Okay.
I think I misunderstood. 10 for 10.
Yeah.
At the gym? Oh, you talking about shooting? Like at the basketball gym?
Yeah, something. You know I don't do sports.
Not just sports. When I hear gym, I'm thinking like in the weight room.
Look, I don't know. Damn, we just back. consecutively. Dang.
Right. Just say that, damn.
That's
it.
All I meant. I was trying to be cool. You had to mess it up. The people was rolling with it.
I don't know, Bess. They might have been scratching their heads on that one.
Listen, when you hear 10 out of 10, you know it's complete. 100. You went in.
I will give you that. I will give you that. We back. We black. Y'all know what it is.
Period. Episode 26.
Episode 26, man. 26. Yes,
yeah, Lord. You forgot to put episode 25 on the last one, but that's okay. We can
I forgot to put it?
Yeah.
As in when it uploads?
As in on the title. Mm-hmm.
Get the out of here. Did I really?
Right. Yeah, you did.
Nigga, I ain't no engineer. Hold on, let me see. Damn, I sure did. Oh.
That's okay. Small fix. No, hey, y'all.
Not. Hey, no, it's not, man. I can't be making mistakes like that, bro. Satan is working OT.
Why are you so hard on yourself?
Why I'm so hard?
Okay, that's not what I said. Don't worry about it.
That's what I heard.
Listen. Are you ready to dive in?
Yes.
Prepared for Jehovah's return?
Cause if you not,
the nigga said, "Ah, slam the door."
Slam the door on two old ass ladies like that.
You ruder for saying old ass ladies.
Oh yeah, saying. Yeah, you right.
That's somebody grandmama fool. All right, y'all. So, listen, to kick off today's episode, we got a freaking email.
Oh yeah, we do, broski.
Bruno,
hey, shout out to the A1 since day one, man.
You know, because if ain't nobody gonna send an email, Malk gonna send an email.
Malcolm Triple X, Malk the Alk, OG Triple OG, Duty Broski, Brody, Bobby Labonte, what's good, man?
Bruno,
Malcolm J. Stu, what's popping, Slime?
Yeah, my future ex husband, hey,
all of that.
So, y'all, we got an email, so pop it off. You want me to read it, Bess?
Hell yeah. All
right. So, title is Bruno's. He said, "What's good, Bruno's? I guess I can email y'all hoes." Like I said already, Freak Nick is something I wanted to experience, definitely. LOL, y'all know me, and I turn the F up. He said, so that's a response back to last week's episode when we asked if there's anything that you feel like you missed out on, like you feel like they stopped before you could attend or go or see or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's his is the same as mine. I knew it would be. So moving forward, he said, I'd rather die than to have my pics or my text exposed. Laughing but serious.
God damn.
You whore. Whore. Now he'd rather die than exposed either.
Okay, since you paused there. That is extreme.
That's excessive. Yeah.
Like, what are we gonna be exposed to where you don't want to walk this earth no more? Like, what do you have going on over there? You got a picture of like you and three butt naked gorillas wearing cowboy hats, or like, what are y'all doing? You being hung upside down by your nipple rings, or like what,
by your balls or something? What's going on?
Yeah, what could to where like. You rather die than somebody see what you got going on over there. What are you saying in these text messages? I don't know.
Okay. We're going to call him. You must got three wives and a cow, a mule on the side of something.
You know,
I don't know what you got going on.
Writing hate letters to the Pope or something. I don't know. But, okay.
We're going to talk about this. Just know this ain't the last time you're going to hear this. He goes on to say, now for the serious shiznit. Duty, I've definitely looked up to you as being a father. I've seen how you've been with DJ since the get-go, and I admired that. Then having you there when I had Ella was bittersweet. It's dope as F for you being there, but I pushed myself to be as good as you were with yours. I still take from you and Bess. Hell, even though Bess came in after me, I still take from what you do as a mother. You're dope as a mother, and I definitely admire what you do and continue to do with Eli. I take from both of y'all, and I try to make myself better with my girls. Anyway, enough of that soft shit. Where the alcohol at? Love, Malcolm Triple X.
All right, you want to go first? Yeah, you go first.
Oh, Malcolm.
Real quick. I just want to respond and say, yeah. What the fuck ever.
Hey, he the hardest, softest nigga I know.
You ain't like, never lied.
Bruh, he is the most sensitive, aggressive man ever. So this email is super dope for so many reasons. Yes, we can all agree that if Freak Nick come back, we there. We gonna be there the first through the third. We need to talk about this text message stuff, but on to the seriousness. You are freaking an amazing father. I freaking don't know anybody that works harder. Like, I don't know when you sleep or breathe because you are on the go 24/7 and nobody goes harder for their girls. And I admire that so much from you. I can't say it enough. And just being there, I know it's more for Bess because Bess has known you longer, but just being there for the 12 years I have and seeing you grow has been amazing. You are an amazing father and you deserve that badge of honor for real.
So I didn't read this prior to this episode. So as you going through, it kind of surprised because I mean, me and Duty, we never really talk about it. Like, we talk about our kids and everything, and we talk about how dope it is, like, to watch them grow and be fathers, but we don't really get into, like, role models and who we try to emulate and, you know what I'm saying? And how we are, like, as fathers as far as, like, where we would grade ourselves or how we would grade ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So this is kind of like the first time that I'm hearing this. First of all, he said, I've seen how you've been with DJ since the get-go, and I admire that. DJ is Jaden. That's Jay. As y'all probably know, me and Malk, we call each other Duty. We both got the same nickname for each other. Just like me and Bess got the same nickname for each other, just coincidentally. So he's always called Jay Duty Jr., DJ. So there's just a little background on that. So he's talking about my 9-year-old. So, I'm kind of at a loss for words. Like you kind of know it because it's your Brody, but you don't. You know what I'm saying? You don't assume that. Mm-hmm. That's mad dope. And then he said, then having you there when Ella, when he had Ella was bittersweet. That's his older daughter. He got two little girls. Actually, what's today? The 19th. We recording this. Ella's birthday is in 22. I think I mentioned that last episode. So I do want to say happy early birthday to her, because next time we record, it'll be after her birthday.
Happy birthday, beautiful.
Happy birthday. I was there and it was dope. I was honored to be there. Man, this is really crazy. Like,
yeah, but I know you wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, but real quick, just to piggyback off what Beth said, hands down, I mean, similar to what I said about you, I mean, just as soon as I met y'all, obviously y'all had these different qualities, you know, that drew me to y'all. And you, Beth, I could see that you were a natural nurturer. And Duty has always been on his grind. He's always been a protector. He's always been very sharp. Malk is extremely sharp. Like, hands down, one of the smartest dudes I know. And I ain't even talking like on some Einstein, you know, M equals, you know, X equals MX. Like, not even on that. Like, yeah, he know the stuff, but I'm talking like across the board. He has the most balance. This man is great with his hands. This man knows. I mean, he got street smarts, book smarts, all the common sense in the world. He'll make you feel dumb, like, not intentionally, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he always makes so much sense when he speaks, even if it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And I've always admired that. Like, I try to be quick because Duty would be on your ass. Like,
I swear. Like, your dumb ass didn't know that. You right. You were so right. I'm
like,
sorry.
He don't let you breathe, dog. Like, he is, because he's sharp. He's quick. And of course, the Lord got a sense of humor by giving him two girls, because like she said, this is the most one of the most aggressive people you will ever meet. But at the same time, got the biggest heart, will give you the shirt off his back. And I mean, we could spend a whole episode talking about his worth ethic. I think so I've known him for 16, 17 years now. Most of that time, this man had more than one job, like punching a clock more than one. And then when he's not working, he's helping somebody's moves. He's helping moms. He's doing this for that person. So, yeah, obviously one of the best people. Well, clearly one of two best people I know. That's why that's my Brody, and then best is best. But, it's definitely an honor to see what he's doing with the girls. I admire that. I do got two boys. He got two girls, coincidentally. And I strive to be the girl dad that he is one day. I just want one more. I just want a girl, and I'll be done. And, I really mean it. If I could be a fraction of the girl dad that he is, I'd be golden. So we appreciate you, Brody. We really do.
Always.
great times, touching moment. So real quick, since we own Duty, should we get to this new segment?
Yes, y'all. So we're gonna start a new segment called
A Word from Duty. Now he don't know this, so as he listens to this episode, this is news to him, but I think he gonna enjoy it. So you wanna give him the topic real quick?
Yes, so we have a group chat. 90% of it is them yelling at me because I be sleeping while they be up. But we got a group chat where we just talk about just day-to-day life, what we doing at the moment, what we got coming up, and just, you know, the besties. This is just like our little hangout. So in our little chat hangout, Duty comes up with the topic, why do girls, like, pose a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
So when we was listening to the voice notes, because all we do is send voice notes back and forth to each other all day, so when we were talking about this topic, Mount, aka Duty, sent us a voice note of how he felt about girls posing. And so we just like, man, we should just have him on the show regularly, as far as like just a word from him. So I know it's going to be hard for us to like get him in on all the episodes, but this is just a way to rope him in. So we just going to start this new segment called A Word from Duty, and it's going to be his little hot topic of the week and how he feels about it.
All right, cool. So let's pop off the first one. Here we go.
Another one. Why do women take pictures and pose with that foot in the back on the tippy toe? Like that pose where like you trying to look tall on one side and your foot bent. I don't know what it is, but why? There's only women that do that shit. Everybody fucking do it now. Like they off balance, or they trying to they standing so long trying to find the right pose, they get tired and they gotta rest. You know what I mean? Like what the fuck is up with that goddamn pose? I like that one. Cause the fuck is stupid.
So that has been the very first
word from duty.
Words from duty. Bess, you want to speak for the women? You know what? No, we're gonna let you because no, I'm with him. Malk is absolutely right. Certain women have certain things where y'all all just do the same thing, and that mess is annoying. It's not cute, it is annoying. Like, you look basic. Now, I will say at first it was cute. I don't know why. There was something innocent about it. But now it's like every woman does it, or most women do it, and then some women do it in every picture. And it's just like, what are you doing? Are you trying to show us that you got strong calves? Like, I don't understand it either. Like, why is that foot? And I know y'all know what he's talking about. It's very descriptive. And I know exactly what he means. It's like that one foot is up on the toe. It's like, what are you doing? So I agree. You look dumb. It used to be cute. It's not anymore. Give it up. I think once you're at a certain age, you need to stop doing that anyway. And just take normal pictures, you know? So it's on you, Bess. You the woman. You represent the women in this scenario.
First of all, mind y'all fucking business. Use y'all in women's business. Y'all don't have to do me.
Damn, you guilty?
I definitely, Bess, look at my pictures. I definitely do it every now and again. And let me tell y'all why. Me, personally, I do it. One,
damn,
I'm fluffy. My thighs are up together. It doesn't look good in a picture all the time like that. So I kick one leg out naturally to give my thighs a damn break. Okay. And it's something about the symmetry. Like, it just, when you are fluffy, you got to find your angle, okay? So you just don't be looking crazy out here. Okay. I find my angle. I'll turn to the side. I'll kick one leg out. You know what I'm saying? I'll stand. If I stand with my hands on my hip, I stand with my hand on my hip outward to kind of push my body forward at an angle. It's just all about angles for me. Okay. So, yeah. The whole one leg thing, yeah, I do that, like I said, to give my thighs a little break. A little dimension, so I just don't look just up and down. Anywho,
okay.
I don't know why, you know, other women decided to do it or whatever. I don't do it in every picture. I just was scrolling through my Instagram to confirm. But I do. It's almost so natural to do it. But that's just because I don't have a natural thigh gap, so I just create one. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's why I do it.
Okay. Okay, create some space. Let the inner thighs breathe. I respect that.
A little breath. And I'm short. Shit, y'all know I'm only 5'5". Hell.
Okay. So check it. I'm a man of reason. I can respect that you have a logic. I like when people know why they do what they do. Now, how many women will we ask that to, and we will get an answer other than I don't know, or it's just cute, or it just comes natural? Like, okay. Okay, but that's not a reason. We need to know where did it come from? Why you do it? Like, you still do it, you know what I'm saying? And you gave a reason. I can respect that. Let them thighs breathe. I'm all for letting them thighs breathe, okay? Because if I'm going to be down there, I'm going to need some, that, you know, some constant airflow, you know? we know how this go.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, I give you that, Bess. I respect that. Yay. cool. But you know, you don't speak for all women, because what about them twigs that be doing that? You know, them anorexic chicks that be doing it. Like, okay,
you know,
they got plenty of space between their thighs.
You know what?
You could fit a Buick between their thighs. So it's like, what's the deal? But whatever. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Bess.
You welcome. I speak for the ladies.
For sure. All right. Well, what you got?
All right, y'all. Moving forward. So we are going to hit the topic of emotional cheating versus physical. Mm. Which is worse and why?
Ooh, the plot thickens. Ooh, Lord. Physical versus emotional?
Mm-hmm. Worse and why? Or is there a worse?
Let's define emotional.
So
physical is obviously, you know, some type of physical contact, kissing, touching, rubbing, lubing.
Hey.
No?
They grown, they know.
You right. It did get hot and heavy for a minute.
What's wrong with you?
I know some of y'all had to check y'all panty draws.
Yes.
Okay. They missed me. Y'all missed me. Y'all missed it. Tell them how they feel.
Exactly. What's wrong with you? They cut it off. Oh my God. They at work trying to listen? Nope.
Talk about, hey, boss man, listen to this new podcast I just got hooked up to. It's real dope. That's what they turn it on and hear. Whew, y'all funny. Yeah. Okay. So we get physical. So, I mean, what's emotional though? And like, what's your definition of emotional cheating?
Okay. So emotional cheating for me would be like allowing somebody to think they have a chance, even if they don't. Like, ooh, the entertaining of it, or
so flirting,
So
flirting, is flirting emotional cheating?
Damn near. Like, even if you don't plan to do something, it's that emotional part of it. But you know, the heavy hitter of emotional cheating is talking to somebody else about your relation, like your failed relationship, or your current relationship you in, and what's wrong with it. That's huge. Like telling them, like, look, this man don't appreciate me, or this woman she don't like the gifts I give her, or whatever. Like venting to that other person about your partner.
That's emotional cheating.
I think that's part of it. Yes.
Okay, real quick, just to throw a little monkey wrench in there. What if she's genuinely not interested in this dude at work that's listening to all her problems, but he's interested, and she's made it clear he ain't got a chance? And even if she was to leave the dude that's mistreating her, she would be by herself. She wouldn't leave her current dude for the coworker. Is that still considered emotional cheating, even though she has no intentions on?
No, I think it's all about intent.
Okay.
With cheating, yes, I think it's all about intent. Like, if you have any feelings toward another person, that's where that intent comes from.
Ooh, I like that.
If you don't act on it, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. But if in the back of your mind, you know you really like this person, you know what I'm saying? And you telling this person, you opening up to them with the intent that you would be with them if you could, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all in your intent.
Now, you know what that puts me in the mind frame of, and I've ran into this issue with previous partners. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. So, like, if it's like a coworker at your lady or your dude's job, and you feel like that coworker like your partner, and your partner is like, boo, you know, you got to trust me, blah, blah. It don't always be about them trusting you. I don't trust that coworker.
Absolutely.
And yes, it takes two, but at the same time, and this has always been my thing, as my lady, I need you to handle that. I need you to nip that in the bud. I need you to handle it to where you don't even put us in a position for me to be disrespected. Because anything less, you emotionally cheating on me. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't have my back. And now you kind of being disloyal. And I don't mean to sound extreme, but I've been in situations to where it's been taken there. Like, this dude clearly is flirting with you and you ain't cussed him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that you not as aggressive as I am. You more of a sweetheart. You more, you know, you got a bigger heart than I do.
But you got to put your foot down.
But at the same time, you got to put your foot down because I feel disrespected. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like you ain't got my back. So now you are just as guilty because you making him think that he got a chance. And at the end of the day, I fuck you and him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so...
Yeah, letting people think they got a chance with you, that's huge, y'all. Because nobody should have access to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody should have access to you in the same way that your partner does. And when you let your guard down and you kind of leave that gray area there,
mm-hmm.
it could get real ugly. It could get real muddy.
And, you could take it a step further and not even leave it at just, like, making it feel like they got a chance. Because genuinely, I will say this. Some women... to it. Some women are sometimes unintentionally naive, you know. There's a naivete to them sometimes. We're just like, I'm just being nice, or you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, boo, but you gotta understand that that's a man. And no, not every man thinks the same, but at the end of the day, like, that's a man and I'm a man. Like, that nigga don't want you because he wanna go shopping with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't trying to be your homegirl like that. And that's not to say that every dude that talk to you want you, or you know, vice versa, but we be knowing.
Exactly.
And so people just gotta be careful with that, man. You know, because that is a form of emotional cheating, in my opinion.
I would absolutely agree.
Now, let me ask you this. What's the most extreme form of emotional cheating in your eyes?
Extreme?
Yeah. Or is that
pretty I just much... think berating your partner to a potential is just horrible.
Okay.
Because now you got people looking at them crazy and
okay. So what's worse then? Physical or emotional? Damn. Or is it the intent behind physical? What if you cheated on your girl?
So they cheated back?
And she trying to get some get back.
You need to be by yourself.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
But both of y'all. Yeah.
For the sake of the hypothetical, I mean, is that emotional cheating be worse in a situation like that because there's nothing behind the physical? She just did it because she was mad, or it's physical stuff?
Okay, so here's my thing. I'm sorry. I really don't have a direct answer because this is throwing me for a loop. If you're going to be just out here acting out when things don't go your way or when a bad situation arises, it's only going to get worse.
True.
The next time you might have a baby on me just to prove a point. Like, I don't know how far you're going to take this. How far are you willing to go for some get back? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm going to have to watch you.
Yeah, we too grown for that.
I don't know.
Like, it's time to grow up. Or just, like you said, just leave each other alone at that point.
Yeah, y'all both is just terrible. Okay. I want to say that emotional may be worse in the case. Because some people are just not mentally able to handle some certain things. Like, physical, you might just be able to get over as long as it don't come with nothing extra. You know how people step out on their relationships or whatever? If you didn't come back with a baby or a disease, 9 times out of 10, you could be forgiven.
Okay.
But those two things just take it to the max. That's just max out, you know? So, I don't know.
Okay. I was trying to think of another hypothetical.
Another curveball.
So I got one, but it's not perfected yet. But it's gonna be good once I get it. I got the neurons firing. But
for the would you rather?
No, not a would you rather.
Oh, okay. Just
another curveball in this. Like, okay, well, let's say the situation is this, that, and the third. Would you rather? Well, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I guess it would be would you rather. I apologize. But before I get to that. I hear you. And I don't know. For me personally, I'm simple. Cheating is cheating, man. If you flirt with some dude, you might as well have had sex with him. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You might as well take it out away.
You might as well take that pipe in all three holes. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, now you just hold on a second.
At the same time, at this point, you might.
Wait a minute. So this man is a transformer or what? Guess what?
No, he.
Okay, no. No. You rather her cheat with three men than one? Explain. You better explain to me right now what you mean.
Best.
Him and his brothers. Him and his Best. Triplet brothers.
Best, when I tell you that I have zero tolerance with cheating. Best, when I tell you.
Next.
Wait, let me get it out. When I tell you that I don't know what's wrong with me, but cheating is cheating. And I'm not, and you know me. Please let these people know. I am not dramatic. I am so cool, calm, collected, very mellow, in the most tragic times. I am just okay, cool, let's handle it. You know what I'm saying? And this is just across the board. Whether, you know, there's an emergency, somebody bleeding, somebody passed out, you know, car accident, whatever. I'm just, all right, let's relax. We gonna handle it. What's next? What we need to do, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks because I'm nonchalant like that most of the time, no matter how traumatic the situation may be. So yes, my lady being gang banged by a dude and his two brothers, that's that's rough. But at the end of the day, for me personally, it's on the same level as, hey boo, what you doing? I'm about to come over so we can watch this movie together. Like, you might as well just take all three. Cause
okay, so somebody texting her. That is the same as okay.
For me personally, it's I'ma be just as upset about both equally. Yep.
Not equally.
I know. I'm so weird, but yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like
the thing about it is I know this about you. Come on, because we've been through some stuff. I know this about you.
Like, it's all categorized under the same umbrella, dog. Like, cheating. I have no tolerance. Like, okay, no worries. Like, go be with them. Whether you getting piped down or whether it's emotional support, like, say less.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, y'all, that's been like this for years. That's all I want you to know.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, it's just... That's just what it is. Cheating is cheating, man. I just, nope. All right. No problem. Don't even worry about it.
Look, so don't F up. That's all I can say.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, please don't. Because you're done. And that's another thing. That sucks because I didn't, like, really, really been in deep with chicks. And then they do one thing that throw me off. And I just be like, well, this was fun.
Right. It'll never be the same again.
It's never the same again. And you know that better than anybody. Like, I never look at them the same. And it really does suck. And it's not a matter of, like, damn, you don't forgive. Like, no, hell no. I forgive. But I could never be as emotionally close to that person as I once was because I got burned or
not
I got
physically. Thrown for a loop.
Yeah, no. No, not.
Gotta throw that in there. You gotta be careful.
No, I got all my shots.
grow up.
I know. So yeah, I don't know, man. It's all the same to me. I mean, if he flirting with her and she don't quite handle it the way I want, that's different.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that too, because that's different.
That's different. It depends though. If she a multiple offender, multiple time offender, then yeah, it's a wrap. You might as well. Because at this point, you know, what you waiting on? Clearly, you want the attention from him for a reason. So go get it.
Right. You can have it. Now, yes. that's that emotional thing.
Right.
Because that attention, I think that attention goes hand in hand with emotional.
I can give you that. But at the same time, unless you just got unless you just picked the wrong woman, I will say that even though it's not justified and it's not okay, dudes got a lot to do with that. If you treating your lady right, trust me, she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's
you
real. Know
if you got a decent woman, that is.
You know? Yeah, because some of these women be terrible too. Let's just get that up there. Oh, it don't always be these men.
Hands down. Hands down. You know what I'm saying? But I really believe that. Like, if you know in your heart of hearts she a decent being, you know what I'm saying? Which, unless y'all just doing stuff just to be doing it, like, I imagine that's why you with her. You know, if she feeling neglected, like, listen to her. Like, hear what she got to say. You know, it might come off as a little dramatic to you or whatever. You know, because women's delivery don't be the best, but their intentions be there. So you got to look at that. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at, you can't look at really how she's saying it. You got to look at what she's saying. You know? And, you know, just listen and take heed to it. And, I mean, like I said, she a decent woman and it should be straight. You know?
So that is that. Let us know how y'all feel about that. Let us know if you feel like one is worse than the other. If you like, nah. If you send a text, you know, maybe I just won't give you enough attention or whatever y'all want to say about it. Either way, we can fight. But, you know, if y'all not like that, if y'all is like, okay, everybody, you know, send a text or whatever, y'all, you know, whatever you putting up with, that's on you. But, you know, if you feel like physical is just, is that, and that's just like the end all be all, because some people only think that physical is cheating. Like, they don't even think that emotional is cheating. So
yeah, I ain't gonna front, best. It's women close to me that say, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little harmless flirting.
Yeah.
You know, and I just be like, dang, okay.
Same you here. Know?
Like, I don't be judging people, or whatever, because it ain't my relationship, it ain't my situation. And I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know, but I could say to my knowledge that this person has never cheated on their partner. So yeah, that's cool. You know, I get that. But my thing is, why flirt in the first place? Then I mean,
what's your intention?
What attention do you need from this random person that you can't get from the person that you care about, that you love? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, why would you even care to have that attention? I mean, my thing, okay, so if you're walking down the street and some homeless dude gives you a compliment, like, a compliment is a compliment, but is it going to mean as much compared to, like, if Tay Diggs or some, you know, Tyson Beckford, you know what I'm saying, like, gave you a compliment? Like, it would mean more coming from somebody of, you know, who has more, that you feel like you have more of. Maybe through his movies, or maybe even, you know, your loved one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting at?
Right.
Like, I kind of see that as the same way. Like, this is some random coworker, for example. So it's like, why does his compliment, how does it hold any value? You know, when you got this person at the crib who knows you possibly inside and out, like, that should mean so much more. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like I said, unless you're being neglected, or, you know what I mean? Okay, we could talk about all that, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like it ain't got the same weight. So, like you said, what's your intention? What's the point? What are you getting out of this?
Mm-hmm. Because I do know so many people that say flirting is harmless. And that's a good question, y'all, that we can pose to the listeners. Like, is flirting harmless? Can it be harmless? What makes it harmless? Where's the line drawn? There's just too many lines that have to be drawn for me to the point where you just shouldn't be doing it.
My thing is, it's the same way our parents used to tell us. Act when I'm not around how you would act if I was around. Like, you know, or do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know, we can get biblical with it. However you want to take it. Whatever angle you want to attack it from. Like, if you don't want your guy, your girl doing this, then why are you doing it? What, like, especially if it ain't worth it, like, what are you getting out of it? But whatever, you know, we ain't here to preach, okay?
All right, y'all. So, moving on along on the same lines, our this or that for the week, is a topic that we seen online. So just to give y'all a little background, here's the scenario. So, a man has been unemployed and broke for over 5 years after graduation. Then, all of a sudden, he gets a job where one of his good friends is the vice president. They pay him $30,000 per month, which comes with the company house, car, and other incentives. His woman sits down with him after he has been made permanent at his job, and she tells him that she had to sleep with his friend so that he could secure that job. She also explains to him that she did it out of love. What should he do?
You want to go first?
No, you go ahead.
Bye, ho. Yeah.
Damn, I'm bye, ho.
Yeah, I'm gone, dog. I'm gone.
Dang.
I'm gone. I'm going to tell you why. We could have figured something out without you giving your body away. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I feel you. But we couldn't have talked about this. You couldn't right. have brought it to me first. Like, you just out here, you just gonna go tricking on your own. At least give me the opportunity to be your pimp. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your man. These are decisions we supposed to make together. I get your intention. That's another situation where the intention was there, but yeah.
Your delivery sucked.
Your delivery literally. Was terrible, Loretta.
Literally.
So, I mean, I get. And at the end of the day, we didn't. Okay, so all of a sudden, he gets a job.
30K a month.
30K a month. All this good stuff.
He's never going to be able to trust her now.
Even if a dude did agree with this and was like, man, she didn't really want to. Like, if that's my ride or die, she sacrificed herself for us. Okay. If you want to look at it that way, fine. Cool. But my thing is, like, what if it didn't work out this way? What if the boss, like, played her and told her, you know, told her one thing and then, like, she gave her body up for nothing? You know what I mean? Like, so you don't have the 30K. You don't have the house. You don't have the car. You don't have these things to look at and be like, well, damn, this is what we got out of it. So I guess it's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's going to, like, make you think like, damn, look at all we got though because of it. So you don't have that in front of you. So now you just got this chick who just opened her legs to your boy. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't got nothing to show for it. So you still feel like that? You still feel like, well, damn, boo, you tried. I appreciate you. Come in, give me a kiss. Fuck no. like, don't give me that.
But that's not how it worked out.
Okay, I hear you. So it matters. Well, okay, whoa. So you're telling me that it matters how it worked out? It matters what she got for it? That's what you're telling me. Hey, boo, I just got gangbanged by a dude and his two brothers. But we're going back to that.
Why we got to keep doing that?
But I got paid, you know. I got paid for it. Here we go. Let's go shopping. Come on, give me a kiss. Like, no, we need to talk about this. What the hell? No? Okay.
I'm just saying. Oh my gosh.
It's no different from one of the hypotheticals that we've talked about before. It's like, would you let your partner smash so and so for a certain amount of money? Okay, I have said yes. But guess what? We talked about it. We discussed it. She didn't just go do it and then come home with the money. Because now I know you would do anything for money. Now you're right. Not my ride or die. Right?
Right.
Okay.
So if she asks you, then you gonna tell her to do it?
If she asks me, I'll consider it.
My man's been down and out. Hey, listen, it says over 5 years. Like, damn. And he graduated. He graduated and been unemployed and broke for over 5 years.
So when we say graduated, we assume in college. So my man pushing 30, pretty much.
Hold on. What kind of friend is this, though? Because this say one of his good friends. One of your good friends is the vice president at a company and he ain't trying to put you on?
Okay. Ooh, great point. How come the friend had to go through the woman? How come she couldn't just go straight to you as his friend? He the VP of a company. So like you said, what kind of friend is that? Yeah, I got your dude, aka
I'm more mad at the friend. My girl had a good intention.
I don't know if I can get with that.
I'm killing the friend.
I'm mad at the friend. I'm killing the friend, but I don't know. At the same time, my lady's supposed to be more loyal to me than my friend.
She should have talked to me.
She should have talked to me. And he shouldn't have offered that.
Exactly.
That so ain't matter of fact, you know what'd make me feel better?
Both of y'all gotta go.
No. You know what'd make me feel better? What? Now that I'm permanent at the company, I'm taking him out, I'm becoming the VP, and now we can live happily ever after. And I forgive you, ho, but don't do it again.
All right, what if she having his baby?
Fuck! God damn it.
Okay, I'm done. I'm playing. You ain't gotta answer that.
Yeah, no, I gotta go then.
Oh shoot, but you can take him out for unethical behavior or something.
Yeah,
if you don't take him out physically, you can take him out, you know, career wise.
Yeah, I mean honestly, with the circumstances being how they are, yeah, I can't do it. Damn, that's gonna be rough. I gotta leave that job and I gotta leave her.
Right. Yeah, what if they send a mass email about it on your first day?
God damn. They got pictures too? Shit.
Right. What if everybody knew but you?
Oh no.
Nah, at least she told you. She set you down. She said, "That's real."
That's real.
She didn't try to keep it from you. I'm trying to find the happiness in
it. But check it though, Beth. She did keep it from me, and she tried to keep it from me because she didn't tell me after she got back from the nigga crib. She told me after I was good and settled in, after I was made permanent at the job. Right, oh yeah, nigga. Just so you know, I had to give up this good for you to have that job. You
know, listen, she was trying to make sure she didn't throw you off your game. She said, "Look, he gotta go through his temporary period, then I'm gonna let him know
his 90 days, his probationary period." And then I'm going to fuck his head up. Make him want to shoot everybody in that hole.
Okay, y'all. I'm sorry. That was funny, though. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about this one. No. This is crazy. It's too many things to consider.
I mean, tables turn. If your dude did it, I mean, what you doing? Technically, you ain't really answered the question.
I know, really? I thought I was getting away with that.
Yeah, you know better than that.
You know me, 30K a month.
Okay, you hussy.
No, I'm going to be real, though. I honestly do feel the same way you do. Like, damn, you want to talk to me about it? Like, go sell no plasma or nothing? You just selling this ass. Okay. Yeah.
So you staying with him and you keeping the job?
Can I keep the job and let him go? Or do you want to cut ties to everything associated with the whole thing?
Nigga, if you're going to leave him, you might as well leave the job. Why are you going to work for somebody that slept with your lady?
Oh, no, I'm getting him up out of there, too. Her, him, whoever. The friend's going first.
If you're going to keep the job, you might as well stay with the person. Because if you just ain't got no morals, you ain't got no morals or no self-respect. You know what I'm saying? What's the point in leaving her? Like, she any more wrong than the boss is? I mean, she is, but they both wrong.
Everybody wrong in this scenario.
Well, I'm just, okay. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to debate your answer. What's your answer? So you're saying you're getting rid of him, but you're keeping the job?
No, I said everybody has to go.
So you give it?
I would have to. Okay. I would have to. Because, right. Like, I was being funny by saying that, like, oh, no, we cut him. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep how you gained it. But but get rid of you in the process. Like, damn.
Oh, I feel you.
But I worked hard for this. No, but, But I was just saying that I would honestly be, I don't know how that works, but I would honestly be more mad at the friend.
You would be more mad at the friend?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Like, how do you even let this shit happen, dog?
Because she abused her power, or because,
well, yes, because she your friend? Yes, you're my friend. You got me out here homeless, broke, and jobless for 5 years. Then you gave the person that you know loves me and would do absolutely anything for me, you gave them this ultimatum, like, look, I can get them this, but this is what you're going to have to come up off of.
I feel that.
You put them in a fucked up place.
It's very conniving.
Mm-hmm. It's very manipulative. You know what I'm saying? You put this person that would do absolutely anything for me. You put them up against the wall.
Ooh, I like
that. Unbeknownst to me, and I don't like that.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Because I'm able to see it from that point of view. Like, this is somebody that loves me, that would do absolutely anything for me. They thought they was trying to help. They was like, okay, this is going to be quick, one and done, and you're guaranteed this, you know? And, you know, some people just not that mentally strong. They thought they was doing the right thing, you know?
Okay, so
put them in a position to make that choice, I would be more mad at them.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is so ironic. So the person that was supposed to be more loyal to you, i.e. your partner, actually comes off as being more loyal because of the reason why they were disloyal?
Right.
Damn. I just blew y'all minds with that one. Okay. All right.
I don't know. You know, I think different anyway.
No, I feel you.
But you put me in the most compromisable position just so I can try to do something for this person that's going to help them in the long run.
I just feel like her intentions were there, but if she would have talked to me, we could have found a better way. That's all I'm saying. And I can't, again, that goes back to what I just said. I'll never look at her the same. I get your intentions was there. Okay, that's cool. But look at the damage you caused because of your misguided intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, intentions are not everything. It takes more than that, you know? It takes execution. It takes the how, the what, the where, the why. Like, well, I don't know. I can't get with it. Yeah.
You bluster.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to dip, you know? I gotta dip. I appreciate you, but fuck no.
I appreciate you. You gonna say thank you? What you gonna do with the money you done already made?
Oh shit, I'ma use that to hold me over till I get my next gig, because I got experience at this point. I got recent employment, you know what I'm saying? Recent experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit, that's just gonna catapult me to the next best thing. Nigga, I know how. Listen, the glass is always half full messing with me.
Yeah, not in the smashing your friend for money instance though.
I still gotta have self-respect, you know?
Yeah.
I just think if you let certain stuff slide, you just don't respect yourself. A lot of people like to be like, man, you just done. That's $30,000 a month. All right, nigga, well, you go sell your soul for money.
Right.
You know?
Because if you stand for that, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, this nigga going for anything.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
That's where you gotta draw the line.
You would do anything for money then. You can kiss my grits, nigga. I'm okay with not being the richest on the block. Like, as long as my family taken care of, I don't give a damn. Like, as long as we ain't hurting for nothing and my kids happy, like, nigga, miss me.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, I'm gonna go get mine one way or another. It don't matter. I don't need no handouts, you know what I'm saying? Especially if my woman gotta give up that ass.
Okay, you know what? Moving on.
Okay.
Y'all let us know what you would do in that instance. Clearly, it's clear cut over here. Especially with this one. All right, so we hit one more topic for the sold.
For sure.
All right, so we are, well, I'm big on social media. Bess is not really big on social media. He just kind of go with the flow. But we were talking to Duty about it. He was like, why do people just front for social media? Like, what's the big idea behind that? And why not just be yourself? So do you want to touch that, Bess?
Like you said, I think you on social media more than I am. So, like, I do have an opinion on it, but I feel like you're going to hit my opinion plus more, so I can kind of just like compliment you. Compliment your take. So I'm actually more interested in yours.
Okay, so I tell Bess often, and I'm sure we mentioned it on the podcast before, that people feel like they have to appear to a certain audience for some type of respect, some type of merit, some type of something. And I just feel like those people are not fulfilled within themselves. Because when you are fulfilled within yourself, you don't have to prove nothing to anybody.
Right.
And I feel like some people use social media for what it's for, networking, business, you know, staying connected to people, whatever. But the vast majority, I would literally say 80% of people do it for clout. And I was asking Bess about this the other night. And I was like, do you know YK Osiris? And he was like, hell no, who's that? So this is a dude who seen Worked It. That big song that was just like all over the airwaves. Like, it wasn't last year. I think it was the year before last. Mm. He kind of sing it. I'll let you hear it after. But he a young dude. He always, you know, taking pictures with these fancy cars, whole bunch of money, whatever. It came out a couple months ago that he owed, like, all these different celebrities money. So he owed Drake money. He owed Lil Baby money. He owed, who else he owed some money to?
He owed them money because they did music with him? And he didn't owe them a check?
Apparently, he owed them money for, like, betting or gambling or something. But point is, he always taking pictures with money. He always taking pictures with all this jewelry, all this money, all this. And then slowly, celebrities just start coming out like, this nigga owe me money. And it was so many celebrities. And then especially when Drake came out, like, he owed him money. He was like, just perform for me and we'll call it even. So he was really in Drake condo or what, you know, wherever they was, doing a whole performance. And he was like, all right, I'll wipe your deck clean or whatever. So I don't know how he owed all these people money, like if it was all linked to betting and gambling or whatever, but he owed a few celebrities money, you know. Mm. But he always taking pictures, like I said, with all this money, cars, clothes, jewelry, whatever. So mm-hmm. It's just like, it's keeping up with the Joneses. This, I mean, that's the tell is all this time, is just to prove that you got something, even if you really ain't got it. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know what kind of fulfillment people get from that. Because it's all a facade. Even the people you look up to, you know, the people that's looking at him when he came out and looking at all these jewels, cars, and clothes, obviously he didn't have it. If he borrowing all this money from, you know, all these other celebrities.
Yeah.
So I just say that to say, you know how people say social media is a drug?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a drug if you use it as one. You know what I'm saying? Just like Tylenol is a drug, but Tylenol can be good if you use it for what is, you know, used for. But if you pop in 10 a, you know, 10 a day or 10 an hour or whatever, you abusing it. You know what I'm saying? So use it what it's meant for and keep it moving.
Yeah, I think it all just goes, I think it just boils down to the simple idea of people like the attention. People.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's really just what it is. Because my whole thing is, like, if you a celebrity and you in the public eye, okay, that's one thing. That's different. I mean, if you a rapper and you got to keep up a certain rep, you know, whether it be a street rep or a rep in the industry, or you got this persona and you got to keep that up. And it's like, oh, so-and-so, he rap about all the money he getting. And you know, you got to prove, people going to look for you to prove that to see if that's a, you know, the real deal, or if you just fronting. I mean, I can understand that, because you in the public eye, like, rap has really gone, it has really moved in that direction. Like, the more money you got, the more popular you are as an artist or whatever. Or just in general in the world, the more money you got, typically the more respected you are. Because If Robert Kraft wasn't rich, Black people wouldn't know who the hell Robert Kraft is. Like, even if he did own this, that, and the third, but he wasn't one of the richest in the world, like, Black people from the hood wouldn't know him, you know? But it's because of his money. You know, but I bet they don't know half the businesses that he owns. They just know, oh, he owned the Patriots. Oh, he got a picture with Meek Mill. Oh, he got a picture with Gucci, like Robert Kraft. Like, that nigga owned hella businesses, though. Like, can you name two or three? You know what I'm saying? But so I just think, like, yes, with money comes a certain level of respect. And I think when, even if it's not yours, even if you just front like, oh, I got money, because you looking for that level of respect, or you looking for that admiration or that attention, I think that has everything to do with it. Because this question was more so around, like, regular people, 9-to-5ers, average Joes, you know, people who leave out their crib, punch a clock, come back home, take care of their babies. Like, why y'all be fronting on social media? Like, nigga, you work at the post office with me. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And again, like you said, I think people just, they love that attention. They love to be admired. They love when people comment on their stuff. Like, I see you and da-da-da-da. It's just like, damn, dog. Like, you that unhappy with yourself to where you can't just be you and be good?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. Like, that's rough, dude. Like, and people don't even see that. Like, it takes a certain level of maturity and a certain level of understanding of yourself for you to just look in the mirror and be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we all got to get to that point, and then we just build off of it. But dog, you got to start somewhere, and you got to have people around you like that's gonna remind you of stuff like that, and keep you in that headspace. So yeah, that's pretty much my take on it, though. Like, for what? Like, again, why do you need the attention or the admiration of perfect strangers? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you an entertainer and that's your bread and butter, that's how you eat, that's how you feed your family, of course. You can't be a rapper and not be liked. You know, you gotta have fans. That's exactly different. That's different. But you know, you Joe Blow, for what, dog? Go sit your ass down somewhere, you know? But I don't know. That's my take.
Clear cut and dry to the point.
You know me.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there, like I said before, there are times where it does come in handy, but 90% or, you know, 80-90% of the time it's just blowing smoke up people's asses, and I don't understand why it's necessary.
Yeah, I don't need nothing blown up. I ain't into none of them games.
I need to come up with better metaphors or something.
Yeah, man, because you get near my anus. I'm sweet.
Okay.
I don't give a damn how fine you are. Rihanna, near my anus, and she going to have a Chris Brown part two. You know what? You know what? That was the line, wasn't it? That was the line.
All right, y'all. That was our last topic. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. This baby needs to eat or something because he's tripping. He's so sorry. Maybe we can edit that. Yeah, best figure out how to edit that.
Okay.
Oh snap! Listen, what's y'all. Up? We just got an email while we've been recording.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Let me see. Oh man, perfect timing, almost.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do 113. Let me see. Hold on. You gonna read it or you gonna wait?
We gonna wait.
That's
gonna, yeah, that's gonna go off on a tangent. We gonna wait, but I'm excited.
Damn, this is good.
Yep, that's why I said we gonna wait.
Fuck, man. All right.
Yeah, all right, y'all. So shout out to Bianca real quick. Shout out to B. Because she just sent us an email while we've been recording.
She definitely did. That's dope. Okay, B. B-Rod, episode 27, we popping it off because I'm skimming through this email and I like it all. It could easily be.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, let me not hold these people.
Yeah. we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We gonna pop it off with you. Episode 27. We promise.
And we're going to edit best because he don't know how to act, y'all.
We ain't editing a damn thing. This is real raw. This is cocaina, mommy, straight from Colombia. Do you hear me, man? Do you fucking hear me, man?
This man needs to be in a movie. Can we get a clip of this?
Do you want to fucking play? Huh?
We need to take a little clip of this and send it to your agent because you need to go and do something with yourself.
Hey, I'm excited, man. My photo shoot was dope real quick. And I sent the pictures over to my agent, and she actually hit me up since we've been recording. So I gotta get away from y'all and check my email, see what she's talking about.
She said, "Ooh, Kels, these made me moist. I like them."
You think that's what she said? Because she is cute. My agent is cute. Right.
Oh Jesus! You know what? Mm-mm. Hey.
Well, I ain't gonna do nothing, but I'm just saying, like, it's nice to be admired. Y'all see what I did? No, okay. All right, so no, she didn't. I'm best, just whatever. Best always think I'm making somebody moist. Like, I don't know how to take that.
You always think I'm pulling people, so what's the difference?
I mean, but I've seen it. I've seen how dudes be like gawking over you.
I've seen women do the same. What do you mean?
You ain't seen nobody get moist?
I can't even put a picture of you without somebody swiping up, sliding in my DMs and stuff.
You have me that. I will say
to your fine best, I said, hey, no, you tell them. I ain't this man's secretary yet.
No, you tell them. Hey, that's real, man. We all grown. Why don't they just like say something? I mean, not that I would, you know, act on it, but why don't they just say something?
Just let them know.
That's funny.
Send a man some hard eyes.
Tell your best friend I said, hey, Bess ain't lying. Like, I used to think she was just, like she said, blowing smoke, but she has shown me, and yeah, she'll post a picture of me and somebody will comment on it, legit, on like on Snapchat or whatever. That message is funny.
Damn, you ain't talked to me in 5 months. What's up? You don't want to know how I'm doing? Okay. No, don't worry about it.
They be like, girl, I know I owe you money, but tell your best friend, I said, hey.
Like, wait a minute now. I know I borrowed your car and I'm on my way back with it, but just tell Bess I said, hey. Like, wait a minute. Come on now.
Yeah, what was we going with that? Oh yeah, so Bianca, thank you. I feel like we said something after that though.
You were talking about your photo shoot. That's how we got.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say that it went well. I sent the pictures over to my agent, so I'm gonna see what she say. Hopefully, I'm gonna be getting some bookings rolling in soon. I get a lot of emails on them, and I submit to them. But they be stuff that ain't got nothing to do with me. Some of this stuff, like they looking for a LGBTQ plus couple, and I'm just like, that's not my community. I don't roam in those circles. But I mean, I can act, I guess. I ain't kissing no dude though. But
you not kissing no dude for no amount of money?
I ain't kissing no nigga. I kiss him on the cheek. I kiss him on the forehead, like if he was my son.
Oh my god, dude!
But okay. Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, they both deserve Oscars for that. Cause man, shit, you couldn't pay me enough. That damn Brokeback Mountain, yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. I'm gonna break somebody's back. All right, get that fucking script away from me.
Listen, I just watched. I'm so sorry, y'all. Listen, I just watched that episode of the Wayans Brothers when he had to kiss that dude. He's like, I ain't kissing no dude. He's talking about, you gotta kiss Terry. Oh, she sound cute.
Oh yeah. Hey, woo. he was like, uh oh, the character Terry is played by Bruce Gordon. He's like, they want you to kiss a dude.
Oh my god, man. Whew. Okay, listen, we can touch that next time, because, listen.
We can't go from talking about kissing dudes to touching stuff. I ain't touching nothing. Do you hear me? You can't pay me enough. Okay? Damn.
Listen, maybe my sexuality is fluid, because I kiss a girl for the right amount of money. What's up?
You gay. But, sometimes. All right. Yes. This is getting out of hand. I can't backhand Rihanna, but you can tongue kiss girls. All right. Okay.
Are you really going to... Okay, you know what? We're not even about to get into it. You really not about to compare them, though. Now, tell the people sorry right now.
Man, I'll make sweet love to Rihanna. She know I ain't going to do nothing physically abusive to her. Not unless, you know, she into that.
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either. And I'm not either. So I don't even know why I said that. Because if she came to me talking about some whip me with this, hit me with this chain. No. That's gonna hurt, boo. No,
not boo. Talking about, come on, you need to see somebody.
Your skin's so pretty. I don't want to break it. I don't know. Like, I don't want to see you bleed, sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, you gotta talk to Rihanna soft. Like, she's an angel. She look like she smells like God's favorite angel.
They did say she smelled amazing, though. All these different celebrities, though.
Nigga. I can only imagine, bro. Like, I pass out just from her scent. Like,
oh, now you want to pass out? We didn't already say would you pass out in previous episodes?
What, you like,
starstruck? Pass out? Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't get starstruck, but I'm saying her scent would be just so glorious that it would just overwhelm me with with joy and bliss and elation. You know, until there's ejaculation. And
okay, all right. Okay. You know what? Now enough is enough. now enough. Enough. Damn. You don't want to edit this out. You don't want to edit this out either. Like, come on, bro. You can really just kill 6 minutes and just shave it. This should be bloopers because you cutting up. You should have been said bye to these people. Holding them around for this. Now enough. You need to go stand in the corner. Damn it, Bess.
Hold on, I can't breathe. Hold on, dog.
Oh my God, y'all. I'm so sorry for Bess because he is cutting up today. I do not know what his problem is. He ate before we start recording and he is cutting up. Go. You lucky I'm not near you. I would smack your hand because you were cutting up.
Oh, Lord, I got to go before I have a heart attack.
What kind of adult Dr. Seuss book did you just create? What the hell? You know what, y'all? Okay, listen.
I'm about to...
Next time, we're going to talk about racist and do time fly. Because we got to go. Say bye to the people, Bess.
Okay, y'all. Oh, it's been real. Bianca, we appreciate you. We're going to hit you up. Oh, Lord.
Don't make no goddamn sense.
She said, you done kept the people around this long for this.
They sick of me.
Taking up these people's precious time.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, Lord. Oh, whew, that's entertainment. Oh, Lord, I love you. Ooh, you a real one. Bruh. This is what me and Bess do, dog. We be cracking each other up regularly. Y'all don't understand. Get you a best friend if you ain't got one. I swear for love. Whew.
Okay. They ain't gonna be like me, but they might be close because they don't make no good sense.
But you know, comedy is subjective, man. Like what I laugh at this hard, people might laugh that hard at something else. And so get you a best friend that works for your funny bone because it is gonna be the best decision you ever made. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. It's been real.
Until next time.
Later.
Peace.